day with Gunners and Ali. Thanks to Celebrations Barraguff and Meadow Springs, spend $100 and you could win a Harley or $15,000 cash.
It's Friday, the 30th of October, National Bandana Day and Day for Daniel. And having a birthday is Grace Slick. The US singer was the vocalist with rock band Jefferson Airplane. She is 81.
Eddie Holland, the American songwriter, is also 81.
You know, he was responsible for a lot of the Supremes hits and lots of other Motown artists.
No.
Now you do. How about this guy?
Hey!
Yeah, the Fonz. Or Henry Winkler. He turned 75 today.
The guy who sung Dear Prudence back in the 70s, Doug Parkinson, the Australian singer, today is 74.
You know the guy that played Norman Gunston and was in Mother and Son?
Gary McDonald.
Yeah, he's having his 72nd birthday today.
Happy birthday, Gary. Harry Hamlin, the US actor who was in LA Law back in the 90s, is 69. What about me? Lead singer with Australian band Moving Pictures, Alex Smith, today is 63.
I thought that was Shannon Noll's song.
Really?
No, of course not. Kevin Pollak, the US actor. Now, you'll know him by his face. He's been in loads of movies like A Few Good Men and End of Days and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. He's 63 today.
Paul Robinson.
Oh, from Neighbours.
Yeah, his real name is Stephen Dennis. Anyway, the actor who played him. Stephen is 62 today. Happy birthday, Stephen.
There you go. Diego Maradona, the legendary Argentinian soccer player, is 60 today.
Jamaican right-arm fast bowler and former test cricketer Courtney Walsh today is 58.
Aussie cricketer Michael Valletta, Perth boy as well, he's 57.
English musician and actor, he was of course the lead singer with the rock band Bush, Gavin Rossdale is 55.
He was also married to Gwen Stefani but then cheated on her with the nanny and now she's with Blake Shelton.
And they just got engaged.
Yes, they did. Ha-ha to you, Gavin Rossdale. And one of my most favourite songs from the 90s was made by this guy. Yeah, Informer by Snow. Actually, his name's Darren O'Brien and he's 51 today. It's so bad that it's good.
You know the time clock where you put your time cards in?
Yeah, I used to do that at Macca's when I worked there as a teen. It was heaps of fun, except when you got it crooked. That was annoying.
Well, that was patented on this day in 1894.
In 1896, Heinz launched their 57 Varieties advertising slogan.
Marble Bar up north experienced temperatures of over 100 degrees, which is nearly 38 degrees Celsius, for 161 consecutive days.
Oh my gosh.
That happened in 1923, before air conditioning.
Yeah, back when you used to have to put a wet flannel on your head. In 1938, Orson Welles scared the world when this went to air.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's.
Yep, his radio version of War of the Worlds. People were that scared they thought aliens were invading.
Margaret Pomerantz and David Stratton began co-hosting together for the first time of the movie show. Remember that?
I loved that.
Great, wasn't it? That was in 1986.
In 2003, Wicked, the stage musical written by Stephen Schwartz, opened on Broadway. Great musical.
And the Walt Disney Company purchased Lucasfilms Limited on this day. In 2012, they paid a little bit over $4 billion for it.
Yeah, but it got him the rights for Star Wars and Indiana Jones. And that's on this day for Friday the 30th of October, National Bandana Day and Day for Daniel.